What's up, Shoreline? It's Austin and
How we
Jermaine,
doing?
and we are so bummed that we cannot be with you guys. But although the circumstances are looking a little bit different and the method has looked a little different, the mission of Shoreline has stayed the same, that we want you guys, every student, to feel known and accepted, taught about Jesus, and challenged to grow. And so we want to continue to encourage you, even though we can't be with you corporately. We want to still encourage you guys and teach you about a really important message in a time like this about what God's word has to say about rest. And so Jermaine's going to kick us off and talk about what we can learn about Sabbath.
Well, awesome. Thank you, Austin. And hello again, Shoreline family. We are so excited to be gathering with you, even though we can't gather in person. Shoreline is going to look a little different this time around. We're going to encourage you after a 10-minute devotional time to get with your small group virtually through FaceTime, through Jitsi, or whatever means to kind of get some FaceTime with each other to talk about what we discussed tonight. And so we're continuing our wishful thinking series. This whole school year, we've been looking at ways for you to experience more joy and less scars while in high school. And so the wish that I have for you tonight is I wish that you would develop an attitude of Sabbath. I wish that you would develop an attitude of Sabbath. If you're a guest with us, or if you're not a part of Watermark usually, you're jumping in the middle of a long series, but we're so glad that you're here and would encourage you to go back and listen to the messages that we've given before. Last Shoreline, we talked about the importance of prayer and the importance of worship through song in our life, and those messages are as timely as ever in this coronavirus pandemic that we're experiencing. But tonight specifically, we are talking about this idea of Sabbath. And the word Sabbath, its definition is to cease, to desist, to stop, to rest. Those are the words that define this idea that we find in the Bible of Sabbath, to stop, to rest, to cease. And what we're going to spend our time looking at is the origins of Sabbath, and what Sabbath ultimately points to, and how it applies to your life and mine in 2020. And so if you have your Bible, I hope you do, turn in your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 2. It's the first book of the Bible. It lays out the origin of the earth, of creation, and the history of humanity. And in chapter 2, God has just finished speaking the world, the earth, the universe into existence. And we see this concept of stopping, ceasing, and resting being introduced by the creator of the universe. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1-3. Let me read that for you. It says this: "So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation." So did you catch that? God, the majestic, all-powerful, sovereign creator of the universe, decided to spend a day stopping, ceasing from his work, resting. Now, why would God do a thing like that? Does God get tired? Does God need to take a break? No, he doesn't. But he does in this passage of scripture, and I believe he does that to leave an example and a model for me and for you. That we weren't meant to keep going day by day, hour by hour. In fact, he wired it into you physically to need to sleep every single day. But more importantly than just resting and recovering from working hard and being tired, I think Sabbath is something that should help you and I, or that was designed, to help you and I stop from our work, reflect on God, reflect on his glory, his power, his majesty, and his work in your life. And where I'm getting that from is from Exodus chapter 16 and Exodus chapter 20. If you have some time, and I think you do, I would encourage you to read both of those chapters in Exodus, because they explain how Sabbath was woven into the fabric of the society of God's chosen people, the nation of Israel. And so in Exodus 20, God gives through Moses the Ten Commandments to the nation of Israel. And one of them is to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, to keep it as a day dedicated for worship to God. A day to stop from working, to rest, and to reflect on God's goodness, to worship Him, to be grateful for His provision, and on we could go. It was a day for stopping and contemplating God's goodness and provision in their life. And I think it's the same for us today in 2020. While the Israelites were to observe it in a very specific way, if you read Exodus 16, they would pick up food that God would rain down from heaven. It's crazy. You should go read it. They would pick up food every single day, and they would only pick up as much as they needed for that day. If they tried to hoard and grab more food than they needed, it would go rotten. Like, there would be maggots growing in it the next day. God wanted them to trust Him and trust His provision. And on the sixth day, they would pick up food for 2 days. God would provide them food and would instruct them to pick up as much as you need for 2 days. And this was an opportunity for them to trust God, an opportunity for them to trust in His provision, to rest in total dependence and confidence that the God of the universe loved them, saw them, and knew their needs, and was intimately acquainted with everything that they were going through. And so the nation of Israel was to practice this activity of Sabbath that would hopefully become an attitude of Sabbath, where they were always aware of God's kindness, God's work, and God's presence in their lives. And I think that that principle applies to us in 2020, where Sabbath isn't just about working hard and doing all the stuff and going to practice and staying up late, doing homework and making sure you get the best grades and doing all of these different things and then stopping and taking a break by binge watching Netflix all day. That is not what Sabbath is designed to be. I believe that God wants you and I to develop an attitude of remembering and reminding ourselves that God is present and at work in our lives all the time. And I think He also wants us to set aside some times where we are dedicating to reflecting on His goodness, to reflecting on His grace and work in our lives. And so the Sabbath should ultimately point to God's provision for our physical needs, but even more so for our spiritual needs. We've been reading through the book of Hebrews in our small groups, and in there it talks about how Jesus is the ultimate source of our Sabbath rest. And so get this. The nation of Israel, they were supposed to practice the Sabbath, dedicating one day to God. And it was supposed to point towards a future where the God of the universe, who loves us so much that He would send His Son Jesus to live a perfect life, to die a perfect death, and to raise up from the dead. And that same power that raised Jesus from the dead would be available to you and I to experience a reconciled relationship with God. And so that we can experience rest, where we would cease from our work, to cease from trying to work hard enough to be good enough, to be to gain approval in God's eyes enough. We have nothing to prove because Jesus has worked on our behalf. We can stop. We can rest. We can live out of a reconciled relationship with God, not because of what we do and how we perform, but because of what Christ has done on our behalf. And so Sabbath was ultimately meant to point out that one day, anyone who placed their faith and trust in the work of Jesus would experience the rest of God in this life and in the life to come. And so that's why I wish that you would develop an attitude of Sabbath. What does that mean for you practically in 2020? At this moment, I just want to encourage you or shepherd you to build in some time in your daily routine. Now that you're not maybe scrambling in the morning or rushing in the evening to practice or the different activities that you've had, this is an incredible opportunity to develop or to discover a spiritual habit that you've been wanting to work on for the longest time, or maybe one that you didn't know you should be working on. This is the perfect opportunity to experience and to look towards a more fruitful and vibrant relationship with God. And so Sabbath is meant to help you to be more aware of God's presence in your life. I love Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3. Here's what it says there. He who is a good shepherd, our shepherd, God, he makes you lie down in green pastures. Imagine the imagery that it's giving here. One of peace, one of rest, one of tranquility. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Does your soul need refreshing right now? In a time in our world where it's so easy to be anxious, to be frustrated, to be annoyed, to be worried, to be stressed out, we can all use a dose of refreshment. And refreshment comes with stopping, with resting, with ceasing, with Sabbath. To spend time in God's Word, reading His Word, to spend time reflecting on how God has been good in your life, to spend time reflecting on the character of who God is, to listen to worship music, to connect with your family and friends with proper social distance. These are the good gifts of God that He wants you to enjoy and experience more of when you specifically take time to Sabbath, to rest. And that could look like an entire day on the weekend. For Christians, it's usually been Sundays where you worship together at church and spend the rest of the day enjoying God's good gifts of family and friends and food and different things. Or it could be every day over the course of this, however long we're being socially distanced because of the corona pandemic. This is an amazing opportunity to walk with God by still waters, to have your soul refreshed by spending time with Him in God's Word and in prayer. One of the best ways that you can fight your stress, your anxiety, the loneliness, the despair that you feel now and at other times is through Sabbath. One of the best ways to remind yourself that you are not in control is to reflect on God and to reflect on the truth of Psalm 103, verse 19, which says that God has established His throne in the heavens and His sovereignty rules over all. God is in charge of the coronavirus. He's in charge of all of the efforts to stop it from spreading. He's in charge of healing. And our job is to trust Him. Our job is to stop, is to cease from our work and look to Him for His work and provision in our lives. And so I want to encourage you to develop an attitude of Sabbath, right? A consistent belief in your heart and mind that God is in control, that God is good, that God has your best interests at heart. And so for the next few moments, I want to encourage you to work through the discussion questions that your small group leaders have. My favorite one on there is, what spiritual habit do you want to start or develop in this slower season? With extra time on your hand, I would encourage you to develop a spiritual habit that you can continue on long after the corona pandemic is over. Because the most important relationship you have is your relationship with the God of the universe who loves you and who intentionally stopped from His work to be an example for you that you should stop, that you should cease, that you should rest for the purpose of reflecting on His power, glory, and provision in your life, and to remind yourself of the ultimate rest that we have in Jesus. And in that, enjoying His good gifts, a family, of friends, of nature, of whatever it might be, God wants you to experience more of Him. And one of the best ways you can do that is to stop, is to be still, to rest in Him. I wish that you would develop an attitude of Sabbath. Have a great week.